Congress restricted eligibility for 45Z to fuels that are made from feedstocks grown in North America. And that addresses what we think was a big problem with the original language, which was it was sort of opening the door to a tidal wave of imported feedstocks, some of which, like used cooking oil from China, were questionable in nature, should I say. There was a lot of concern and questions around whether that feedstock was truly what it was advertised to be or whether it was palm oil or some other things.